This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network. What's up and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with hosts Tyler Gunther, Joe Pano, and Doug Eddy to bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in season or off season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty Fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Tyler, Joe, and Doug for another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour. I am your host, Doug Eddy. I'm here with my co-host, Tyler Gunther and Joe Pano. What is up, boys? How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm gonna cut right in front of Joe because he took last week. So my gracious nature is now gone since he's out of his second episode with us.
That's very un-Minnesota of you.
Good grief.
There can only be one true nice Minnesotan, and we all know who it is. Scott Fish, you know, the man who calls his mom every single day of his birthday to apologize for the birth she had to give. That's wow. All nice. Okay. That's all nice.
All right. I'm gonna give you a pass just because you look like Carson Wentz. Okay. So I'm gonna give you one pass, but please.
I'm gonna give you two.
Here.
Damn it, Doug. You took it from me. You took that cut. I was gonna say, I'm gonna give you a pass, and it's gonna be 60 yards, and you better be able to jump up and get it.
Okay. All righty. Well, I will take it from. We'll take it from there. I will grab that 60-yard bomb and I'll run with it.
So today we are going to be covering some training camp buzz, as well as we're going to take a really early. You've never heard it anywhere before yet. 2018 NFL free agent look, and try to look into our crystal ball and see what we can come up with as some interesting landing spots and possible scenarios for some of the big 2018 free agents. And it's a pretty lofty class. It's looking pretty sexy. But before we do that, guess what? The Dynasty Happy Hour is brought to you by the Fantasy Footballers Ultimate Draft Kit. Oh, and you know what you can do? You can use code DHH for that draft kit. And what are you going to find in that draft kit? Oh my God. You're going to find Reception Perception by Matt Harmon on 50 different players. You're going to find sleepers. You're going to find busts. You're going to find rankings. You're going to find videos on players. So if you're not much of a reader like Tyler, you can actually look at video and watch it. It makes it so much easier. You know, if you don't like to sit on the toilet and read in the morning, you can get video brought right to your mobile device and you can do it right from there. So, yeah, make sure
your wife knows what videos they are, because you got to explain when you're watching a video on the toilet.
That is very true. Make sure it's not a player that has like a unisex name, because then they might think something's up.
But so. it's going off what Doug said. It's great. You can look at coaching changes and how it affects teams. Mm-hmm. With, you know, the Rams getting McVay, the savior of the Rams, and how Todd Gurley is just going to all of a sudden be an amazing running back, which I believe. I'm buying into the hype. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I will go down with
or
that.
You're
shit.
Just drunk.
I am not, because I do believe in Todd Gurley, and you can look at that. Like he said, the player videos are one of my favorite things, because honestly, just watching those guys talk football is almost memorizing. It's amazing. Those three together.
Mesmerizing.
It's the same thing. Anywho, those guys talking football is amazing to me, and I love just watching the YouTube videos of them. You get an extra pod from the Ultimate Draft Kit, and you need to go get it. And like Doug said, you go to ultimatedraftkit.com, you type in DHH, you get 10% off this amazing, amazing draft kit. Take it to your draft. You're going to own it. I did last year. I started off, I want to say 6-0 in my redraft league. And then I didn't pay attention to the waiver wires like they recommend, and I fell on my face.
And you tanked it.
I did. But that's also what they talk about. They talk about waiver wires and how you need to keep up with that. That's how you win. That's Jason's motto. You win your league by the waiver wire. You don't win it at your draft. So once again, ultimatedraftkit.com, 10% off with DHH. Go get that.
Yeah, memorized. surprised.
You will be. So 'tis the season. We're rolling into August here in, what, a couple days? I don't remember the dates. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I don't look at calendars.
We are a day away.
Yeah, we are a day away from August. I actually have my neighbor of mine was talking to me the other day, and he's got a draft on Tuesday night. So I was like, all right, that's an early draft. But the month of August, man, if you're not doing your research and getting the draft kit now, you're doing yourself a big disservice by not doing that. So make sure you check that out. So let's transition a little bit and talk about some training camp buzz. So there's a lot of videos out there. I know there was a good exchange between Dynasty Frank and Kevin, the FF engineer, this weekend about these videos and how Dynasty Frank doesn't see value in them and Kevin does. So that was a nice little exchange back and forth. I actually like seeing
him. By the way, Kevin, if you don't follow him, at the FF engineer, there's got to be an underscore in there, I swear.
Yeah, I think there is.
But amazing follow. This guy is throwing out great stuff. I got to give him a shout out. He is literally one of the nicest guys on Twitter, and he really tries to bring in the community together. So a shout out to him.
Super and sharp guy.
I will give him a shout out in person because I'm actually going to meet him in a few weeks. We have a draft together with a bunch of New England analysts that I get invited to at a local radio station. So we're going to be doing that. So I'm going to actually meet him, which is pretty cool because I'm looking
forward to
that.
You're such a celebrity. Gosh. I know. Brag. Man.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I was going to say humble brag right there.
Last time you were hanging out with David Johnson, getting autographs, hanging out with him.
Living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
And yet you do a podcast with a guy who looks like Carson Wentz.
It's true.
And that's not good enough for you.
I'm trying. So let's talk about – so we'll go to you first, Tyler. Who's the player that you're hearing some buzz about that you want to talk about tonight? That's got you intrigued.
I honestly have been watching – I just followed a beat reporter, and I have seen videos on John Ross. And he had videos of Brandon LaFell. He had video of Tyler Boyd and John Ross. And he said, show me the difference between them. And it was explosiveness, of course. Mm-hmm. LaFell had none. Boyd had a little. Like, his routes were sharp, clean, but he didn't have the speed. John Ross was just like that. Like,
that
he was
comeback
out
route was brain. Nice.
Oh, man.
Instant boner.
This guy, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to really, really outdo people's expectations. And I am excited for that. And I hope he stays healthy. I mean, I hope all NFL players stay healthy. Because wouldn't that be the world? Wouldn't that be a great world? You just, it's like Madden with injuries off. You just know nobody's going to get hurt. So I just hope he stays healthy. But this guy is explosive. And that's the news that I looked at today and was like, that's something.
I love, man, I couldn't agree more, man. Those were some sick clips, man. His feet, I mean, everybody talks about his speed. I posted a few things about those clips on Twitter too, man. His speed is amazing, but his feet, like his footwork is insane.
You're a foot guy. Like Rex Ryan,
aren't you? I am. I got a foot fetish. That's right. That's
like Quentin Tarantino.
I couldn't even look up. I just saw his feet and I was just mesmerized. I don't even know what happened the rest of the play.
Man, no, I was memorized.
If I could get those cleats off. Woo.
Yeah, not quite, but he's electric, man. He can gain separation just with a few steps. He's just so quick. He's just so precise. And, you know, the cool thing about him is if you watch him, like, near the goal line, for a guy his size, he can really separate and pull, like, a fade or, you know, slant or whatever, and it's just because of his footwork. He's small, but he can create separation.
Yeah, that nine route, there was a video of him. There's a nine route, and he caught it. It wasn't quite with his body, but it was very soft. You could see he brought the ball to him, and it wasn't kind of like the body catch where it kind of bounced off his chest. But I mean, he brought the ball in, and you feel comfortable seeing body catchers do that. And you know, it might have been the angle that he was at where he needed to actually do that. I mean, we all talk about you need to be a hand catcher, but we all know as people that have actually played like backyard football, there's some catches that you actually need to turn and look like you use your body. You need your body there to kind of back it up. And that was kind of one of the plays. He brought it in, and I'm like, wow, okay. He's got soft hands as well. So that got me excited with the route running.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Joe, who do you want to talk about? Who have you seen that's really caught your eye in these last few days since training camps opened up?
Oh man, let me think about it. I'll defer to you for this one. I got a couple guys. I want to narrow it down.
What a gentleman,
Blake Bortles.
Five picks, yes. Blake Bortles. Woof.
Can you?
Yeah, I want you to be able to talk. You know, you're such a gracious host, and I want to make sure that you get yours in. You know,
Can we all talk about Bortles real quick? Because I think
that's
Tyler doesn't want you to talk.
I just think this is very important. I am actually getting very nervous for Allen Robinson. You know, I love Allen Robinson. I am getting so nervous, and I've actually reached out to people to sell him. And I asked,
no one's buying.
Well, I could get Corey Davis, but it'd be one for one. And honestly, I don't want to, but like he's got Mariota and it seems safe. Like he's the one there. And I have plenty of depth. I just feel like I'm selling cheap. But I mean, I'm very scared at Bortles. And if like the quarterback class, you hear Darnold staying, is it really going to be as great as people are imagining? So I'm nervous about the Jags. I mean, they could bring in Alex Smith and that'd be fine.
The who?
The Jags.
The Jags.
Just a guy.
The Jags. Sorry. No. Just picking up on that Minnesotan accent there.
Yeah, we emphasize our A's.
Sure.
In our O's. Sure.
They're close to Canada.
So I'm with you, okay? I'm with you on selling A-Rob. I mean, it's a real dicey situation, and it's not just because of Bortles. It's because the whole offensive philosophy. Doug Marone and Grandpa Coughlin, they're coming in, and they've come out and said they literally don't want Bortles to throw at all. They just want to run the ball, and I think it's actually a little bit more realistic. Not that they're never going to pass, but
Never know. It is Tom Coughlin. You just never know.
Let's play a scenario. You know, they've improved that defensive line 2 years in a row. They've added a lot of defenders. AJ Bouye, we talked about this before.
Clayus Campbell.
Clayus Campbell, thank you very much.
Yeah. Barry Church at safety.
Barry Church, exactly. So I think like the defense is going to be much improved. They already have Jalen Ramsey there too. They have, you know, Malik Jackson from last year. Their game scripts are going to be improved, and Leonard Fournette's going to get every opportunity to tote the rock. So I think honestly, you're right. I mean, A-Rob's production will probably go down, not just because of his skills, but more so just the volume.
Yeah. I recently wrote a redraft article about, players that I'm selling at their current ADP, and Allen Robinson was one of them. So I am down with that in Dynasty as well. I like I said, I've said it before. I don't know if it was on here or on another podcast, but that one big season reminds me of that one big Braylon Edwards season. And I know he's a better player than Braylon Edwards. He's still young, but that just kind of scares me, you know, having a one big season and then not doing all that well after that. So I would be a seller if I could get a good return for him.
And Scott Barrett, Pro Football Focus, kind of crushed him with his article on receivers that like struggle against, you know, good corners. Like he feasts on, you know, weaker corners, and that's where the bulk of his production comes from. But when he plays good corners, you know,
he struggles.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of laid it all out there. So I would highly recommend you guys check out that article on Pro Football Focus from Scott Barrett.
Him and Dez were bad.
Yep. And, Dez, you know, the funny thing about Dez is, like, you know, being from Washington and stuff, I would pay attention to that. He's kind of chummy with those guys at first, some of them, not necessarily Josh Norman, but, you know, he kind of plays down. It takes him a little bit to kind of get fired up, but he kind of plays down to the top competition sometimes. Even D-Hall, you know, would actually kind of lock him up, and that shouldn't happen. So,
yeah.
But, hey, can we get back to me?
Yeah, because you've been at, I don't remember which podcast I said it on. Was it this one or the other time?
I don't remember. So so I want to go over my player. So a very polarizing player this year is Christian McCaffrey. And so I've seen a few different things, a couple videos, and one that was a bunch of still photos that was kind of like a flipbook that they put together as a GIF. And it was pretty promising. So Christian McCaffrey caught a screen pass from Cam Newton, because guess what? Cam Newton can throw a screen pass. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I don't believe you.
Well, I don't either.
And he literally broke Thomas Davis's ankles. I know Thomas Davis had 3 ACL surgeries.
He has no ankles.
I know. Well, he has no ACLs. He has ankles still.
Hey, he has an injury turned off.
So I'm going to disregard that one. But the one I want to talk about, there's a couple. There was one where he beat Shaq Thompson on a 9 route up the sideline and looked really, really good. I mean, he torched Shaq Thompson, who's, you know, not the best linebacker in coverage, but the one that really stood out to me was the flipbook one where he was doing, it looked like a almost like a slant route against Luke Kuechly, and he gained a ton of separation on Kuechly. And to me, that speaks volumes. And, you know, Jonathan Stewart came out and quoted this week in training camp that he thinks McCaffrey is just no one can cover him. And if Luke Kuechly, if they line up McCaffrey in the slot a lot this year, which I think they might do because they don't really have a slot receiver. I mean, Curtis Samuel, I guess, could go there as well. But McCaffrey is just a huge mismatch, and I think they're just going to beat the living bejesus out of defenses with McCaffrey. What do you guys think? Do you think, you know, I know McCaffrey, he was all over the place in ADP and Dynasty. I got him at the 1-5 in one of my Dynasty leagues, and I was really thrilled with that. So what do you guys think that the upside for McCaffrey is, like, from a touch standpoint? Do you think he gets 200 touches?
Yeah, I'd have to say no problem. I think when you take a guy at 8, you want to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. I could see 150 carries and then 60, 70 catches.
That would be pretty awesome. What do you think, Joe?
I would take the under of Tyler's carries, but I would say I could say he could push for, you know, 150, 175 touches. I think his value this year specifically will be in the passing game. I think he can. I mean, I think that's clear. He is just electric in the passing game. The running game, you know, they still got Stewart. I think they've openly talked about him getting, you know, work probably close to 200 carries there. So right. I don't know that he's going to get. He might get like 5 to 7, maybe more a game. You know, maybe yeah. 5 to maybe 8.
The thing you got to remember about Stewart too is if you're a Jonathan Stewart owner, is that he misses games every single year.
Yep, and they will. And when he misses a game, they're not going to put in, what's his name?
Cameron Artis Payne.
Yeah. Cap. Yeah, they're not going to put him in. They're not going to.
Fozzie Whitaker.
Fozzie. It's going to be McCaffrey. McCaffrey's going to get 20 touches, not carries. He'll get 20 touches during those games Stewart misses.
Easily. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, he's electric. He looks pretty good in the past game. I really want to see him run. That's what I want to see him run between the tackles. That's what I really want to see. Because that's where that total package upside comes. If he can do that, you know, and score touchdowns, then that's stay, a huge ceiling.
Stay away from the left side. I mean, you got Turner on the right. Just mm-hmm. go there because Matt Khalil is bad at football. Being up here in Minnesota and they signed him, I guarantee his brother had everything to do with that contract. His brothers were like, yeah, we'll like the Bash brothers. We'll be so good together.
We don't even need to talk. We have a mental connection.
Yeah.
Is that how that works? Wow.
I think so. Really, yeah. If Christian McCaffrey ends up being the Lex Luger total package of this draft class, I would be very happy. So, Joe, we've given you a few minutes now.
Okay.
Who's your guy?
Great. No, I mean, I'm a little bit more perturbed by all the little buzz on Twitter about Alvin Kamara and people freaking out about Sean Payton comparing him to Marshall Faulk, when in reality, he was kind of set up by the question they were asking about, you know, him being similar to Marshall Faulk, and Payton, you know, just basically said, yeah, he's really good at route running. He's kind of similar to Marshall Faulk about that, and he's really intelligent. You know, he's very smart. He knows the concept. So he was just complimenting his, you know, football IQ and his route running. He didn't say anything about him being Marshall Faulk. So it was more like a deflection. Yeah,
he's Alvin Kamara, duh.
Alvin Kamara. But Alvin Kamara, that being said, I really like him a lot in Dynasty, and I think he's going to have a really bright future as long as, you know, Drew Brees is still around and things like that. I'm assuming that's, you know, next year he'll be there and things like that. As long as they don't tank this year, I think Kamara has a huge, huge future after we can get rid of, Adrian Peterson and stuff like that.
Do you guys know Drew Brees is a free agent next year?
I did know that, actually.
Good segue. See what I did? See what I did there, guys?
So, quick pop quiz. Who's the best player in the NFL all time with the first name Alvin? Let's see if you guys get this.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Now, I was going to say Alvin Harper, the old school Cowboys receiver. That's the only one I could think of. But anyway, so before we transition into some 2018 free agent talk, I did want to tell you guys about the Sitter Start app. So sitterstart.net, check it out on the web. You can also get it on iTunes and Google Play. download it, put in code DHH, which is the universal code for everything Dynasty Happy Hour, by the way. And what you will receive is an absolute elite application for your fantasy football needs. So in this app, you can compare players every single week. So if you need a sit or start question, like say you want to start, maybe you've got, let's say Jordan Reed and you've got Isaiah Crowell on a team and you got a flex play. It's going to enter all the information. Its algorithm is going to tell you who the most successful play is going to be that particular week based on matchups. And their hit rate is 70%, one of the best in the industry. The other cool thing about this app is you're going to be able to get all sorts of news, notes, and everything directly to your phone and notifications. So all the Roto-World news, and I think they're actually going to use a new service now for their news as well. What is that, Tyler?
Roto-Baller.
Yeah, Roto-Baller. So you get all the notifications, all these things that we get up when Alvin Kamara gets compared to Marshall Faulk. You will see it in your phone through the application. You can look up player stats. You can go, if you're big into DFS, there's an application in there for DraftKings and FanDuel where it's going to give you the plays of the week based on the budgets. Just an awesome, awesome fantasy football app for all your needs is sit or start. And make sure you use code DHH when you download that bad boy. You will be happy that you did. So let's move on to 2018. We're gonna jump in the DeLorean here and we're going to advance a full year.
You know what? Screw 2017. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw it.
You know, 2018, where the Falcons finally defeat the Patriots year two. They win the Super Bowl. You know, Matt Ryan is MVP again. Devontae Freeman gets his huge contract that he deserves. Julio Jones isn't retiring for another 5 years. It's the great world that we live in. Yes. 2018.
Stick it to Kyle Shanahan kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah. Running the ball. Running the ball to a victory. Yes.
So we'll go a little bit by position by position here. And I'm going to pick out some big name free agents that are going to be up. Their deals are going to be up. So the first one, we want to start at the running back position. So the first one, top of the list, cream of the crop, I rise to the top. That's a House of Pain reference, is Le'Veon Bell. And he is a free agent after this year. And I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers right now have been talking extension. He's holding out. So it looks like that situation could get ugly. I saw a tweet earlier today about James Conner really excelling in pass protection. So I'm all about that life if I can get it.
He actually hurt his shoulder.
Shush.
Yeah, but he's okay because he can defeat anything.
That's right.
That's true. But he was doing good until he hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, but so it's
we might be calling D'Angelo Williams soon.
Or Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Toussaint.
So let's talk a little bit about Le'Veon Bell. No, what do you think is going to happen if he doesn't re-sign with Pittsburgh, Tyler?
Look into
this crystal ball and tell me.
I'm looking into it, and I don't think he's going to re-sign. I honestly don't.
I don't think he is either.
I think he's going to sign with a bad team. You know, he's gonna chase money. He'll sign with a bad team, say, you know, Cleveland, because we'll talk about that later. But like, say Cleveland or a team like them, and, you know, he'll get his money, he'll get paid, but he's not going to get, you know, what all other players go for is the ring. And
he's got to support his rap career, you know?
Yeah, which it's true. I've actually mentioned, I feel like he's more enthusiastic about that than he is football. And honestly,
that's hard to say. I mean, come on.
He's pretty good at football. I mean, his rap career is not, I mean, he's not really that good at rapping.
You can be in your mid-30s and retire and start a rap career.
I don't know about that, man. You don't know the rap game. It's a
pretty, if there's anyone on this podcast that knows the rap game, Tyler, it's me.
It's a pretty rough time out there for the rap game.
I made a Fushnik reference before we started recording, okay? I know the rap game.
You know, I would take a guy from Minnesota. You know, his influence in the rap game is
a deadly game, man. It's a deadly game.
That's hilarious.
No, I honestly think that he's not going to resign. I think it'll be with a bad team. I think he'll get max money. He will reshape what he wants to do. He'll reshape the dollar amount for running back because, you know, running backs don't make much money.
$10 million plus.
No, I could see 18 to 20.
What?
Whoa.
I know.
Slow it down. Whoa. Slow it down.
How about 15? We'll go 15.
I think he gets 10 to 12 max.
They were talking 12 over 5 years, and I honestly think he's shooting for 15.
Good luck.
Yeah. I agree, but a team will pay him. He'll have a monster year and a team will pay him. Now the holdout worries me because that doesn't really go well with people holding out. You see that a lot of times, mm-hmm. and they don't start off real well. I can see the holdout really, you know, tampering expectations and not doing so hot for him. But yeah, I could see James Conner being the guy there. I do think they would draft a kind of scat back and like a Wadley from Iowa. I could see that maybe being their third down back, but I do think Conner will be the starter in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think what we're seeing is Pittsburgh is preparing themselves and kind of posturing themselves for, you know, just whatever happens. I mean, they might move on from Bell because Bell might want more money than they're willing to give him. And honestly, you know, he's one of the best running backs in the game, but you know, running backs aren't at a premium right now. You want to draft them. You want to get them under, you know, for 4 to 5 years under team control. But, you know, big contracts and stuff when you've got a lot of wear and tear on your body is not necessarily the plus EV move. So, yeah, they might be preparing for life after Bell, you know, and that's probably why they drafted their boy James Conner, and they'll probably make some other moves.
So I'm going to give you a fun take, which would make everyone cry in their milk. And that is the Patriots. And I want to tell you why, because Bill Belichick openly gushes about Le'Veon Bell to the point where you think that they might make a run at him if he was a free agent. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen and they don't like to invest in the running back position, but it would be fun if it did happen. And okay, I don't think it will.
Imagine this world where Tom Brady, okay, I hate saying it, the Patriots win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady retires.
Cap room.
Garoppolo starts, and they kind of go off the run. Le'Veon Bell would be the main guy, which allows Garoppolo to kind of do the quote unquote game manager plus, because I don't think he's a game manager. So he's a game manager plus. And, you know, it's Brandon Cooks, Le'Veon Bell, and Garoppolo of the future. And I hate saying it, but the Patriots would still win.
Yeah, it hurts to say. I know it does. Let's move on to the next player on this list, and that is Isaiah Crowell. So we've heard that the Cleveland Browns they obviously offered him a restricted free agent deal. He took it. No one else made any offer, so he's in Cleveland this year. But he is an unrestricted free agent next year, and it looks like Cleveland is interested in extending him. So obviously, Tyler, you told us that Lev Bell might go to a team like Cleveland, which I guess would make sense. If he had any ill will against Pittsburgh, you could play against them twice a year. I know the Isaiah
O-line would be good.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Crowell is probably one of the most hyped players going into this year. So, Joe, talk to me a little bit about Crowell, and do you think that he could potentially have a breakout year and get paid in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, the path to that is definitely there. I mean, when you see the offensive line that they brought in with Kevin Zeitler, and you know, they paid him big money at guard. Who do they just invest in as well? They brought in
Shredder from Green Bay.
Yeah, from Green Bay.
They paid their own guard. What's his name?
Joe Bitonio or?
Oh yeah, Joe Bitonio. They got Joe Thomas. I mean, they have a really good good line. I think right tackle is like their only weakness at the
Hold
moment.
Hold on, say Bitonio again.
Bitonio.
In an Italian accent.
Hey, Bitonio.
Hey,
there it is.
Hey.
I just figured that's how you would say it because you're Italian. He's Italian. I bet you guys have like family dinners.
Oh yeah, man. They come over all the time. They get, you know, spaghetti and meatballs. You know, that's.
Hey, make it a pasta.
Hey, it's Bitonio. So, anyway, but yeah, thank you. I was getting too serious, and you kind of broke me out of it. Thank you very much. No, but I mean, I think the path is there. I mean, they got a stud. You know, a bunch of good offensive linemen. They'll have some positive game scripts. You know, they're getting a little bit more offensive talent there. You know, definitely could have. He played really well with terrible game scripts and terrible quarterback play last year. You know, and was really, really efficient. He even caught what, like 40 passes or something.
Yeah,
he did.
Pretty surprising with Duke Johnson there. We all expected him to be the you know, the main receiving back. So I think the path is there. It's just a matter of, hey, again, the running back position, how much, you know, just supply and demand. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think he could definitely have a good year, obviously, though.
Yeah. Speaking of Isaiah Crowell, he is a huge pick for me in playdraft.com. I have taken him in the third round. He's a great play in best ball. I think he's a good play in any league because I love Crowell this year. But playdraft.com is a place where you can do DFS in any sport, but they've got this best ball thing that they just put in, and you get addicted. I'm doing a draft right now that actually just got done with the Falafel House guys, and they're on it. You can invite them to draft. I'm on it. You can invite me to draft. It's a great way to get ready for your draft. It's kind of a mock draft, but you throw in a dollar or two, and you actually could get rewarded at the end of the year. So that's a plus to do a mock. It's completely best ball. You don't have to set lineups, which is great. It's
the best.
And if you go on to playdraft.com/DHH, or you go on there and type in our code DHH, you get, once you put in $10 to your account, you will get $10 back right away. So it's pretty much free. You put $10 in, you get a $10 entry for best ball. You start drafting right away. You can do 30-second draft time clock or 8-hour time clock. 30-second is insane. Like, you have to always make sure your phone's charged, because you're going to have your phone on for 15 minutes straight just drafting. So I recommend going on there. Once again, playdraft.com/DHH. $10 in, you'll get $10 back.
Very nice.
Nice plug.
Tyler, I want you to talk to me about Devonta Freeman. Does a deal get done this season for Freeman in Atlanta?
As you Atlanta. Wear your Atlanta Falcons t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, they're NFC champion t-shirt.
Not Super Bowl champion.
Shut up, Doug.
NFC.
Doug's staying out of it. I think I've earned a little respect from him. So
I don't know if that's respect, but yeah.
Yeah. He's laughing hysterically. He's actually pointing at me now. Now he's holding up a poster of the, come on, Doug. All right. No,
183 diamonds in the ring. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Damn. All right. So boring being a Patriots fan though. Right. I mean, gosh,
let's mix it up.
Don't you get tired of it? Gosh, so boring. You won the Super Bowl, and then right after that, we're on to the next one. No days off.
No, I was around. I was a fan when we were 1-15 the year before we got Drew Bledsoe in the draft. So do I get tired of it? The answer is no.
Yeah, let's eat some chowder. We won the Super Bowl. Let's eat some chowder.
Oh, this, right, it's a wicked good kid.
This is a terrible accent.
Oh, wicked good. Oh,
gosh. Isn't it boring?
Going back to Devonta Freeman. Devonta Freeman he's not going anywhere. I think Atlanta realizes he is going to be a centerpiece to that offense. The guy I would worry about is Tevin Coleman. I don't think he'll stay. He'll go somewhere else. I don't know where, because that's not for another year or two. But I think Devonta Freeman, yeah, they already got one, Joe Williams.
Well, yeah,
but Devonta Freeman is going to be the lead back there for the foreseeable future. I think I heard him say they're just closing in on a 5-year deal. They just need to kind of cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's. Wayne's World, anybody?
Nope.
No? Really? When they're signing?
I only get half your jokes anyway, so it's okay.
Well, it's signing the contract, and the guy's cross-eyed, and he goes, now we just need to cross the T's and dot the... And they look up, and he's cross-eyed, and they're like, lowercase J's? But yeah, I think they're getting the deal settled. There's just some things they need to kind of smooth out. Yeah, they will get a deal done. I think Devonta Freeman will be off this list come season end.
I think so, too. So there's two other players I want to touch on real quick before we get to the wide receiver position, which is plentiful, and we'll cover that momentarily.
Really, I'm ready for that.
But I just want to get you guys' thoughts on Carlos Hyde and Eddie Lacy are probably the two other big names that are going to be free agents after this year. I think that they're probably both going to find new homes in the offseason.
I know I would be different with Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy, okay. If he does produce, if he stays healthy, I think they will re-sign him. Because,
okay,
as much as I love Procise, and I do think he will do better, I do think Procise will have tremendous value in the passing game. If Eddie Lacy does well, I think Procise will be on the back burner for another year. I think it'll be another small deal because Lacy will be 27. People will be like, I don't want to pay a 27-year-old running back with all these rookies coming in 2018. So, yeah, I think they could get him on a cheap deal for another year until Procise takes over.
I mean, Eddie Lacy, you know, like he's fine. We'll see how he does this year, but it's a year to year kind of thing with him. I feel like, you know, if you have to motivate the guy so much, you know, you got to fluctuate your weight so much, you have foot injuries and things like that. Ankle
candy
injuries.
Bar and stick in front of his face.
You know, like I think it's a little early to consider him a lock on the Seattle roster, but we'll see.
You guys have any thoughts on Carlos Hyde? Is he pretty much a done deal in San Francisco this year?
Well, he's done. I mean, he's getting some positive press now. I mean,
the one positive.
I mean, press. In OTAs, you know, he wasn't really, according to the coaching staff, wasn't really as into it. But like he came back and was kind of a little bit better shape and was a little bit more, you know, fiery and on point. They might be trying to drum up some trade interest or something. I don't know, but I think he'll be the starter and he'll do well. But I think next year he'll be in another jersey. So
I think the news is based off of all trade. I think they don't like him. I think Shanahan has beef against him. Kind of like how Ingram kind of got in the doghouse with the Saints. I don't know. Maybe Shanahan just doesn't like good running backs or doesn't like to run the ball. Obviously,
he doesn't like good running backs.
He doesn't like to run the ball. Look at, you know, the Falcons Super Bowl. So
they only had like, 20 something touchdowns between them over the season. Tevin Coleman
but the thing is they seem to have, you know, the respectful character. Carlos Hyde, you've heard some reports that has a little attitude towards him. And Shanahan, to me, looks like, I'm king of the castle. Look at me. Listen to me. I'm king of the castle type thing. Dan Quinn is more of a player's coach. Shanahan's more of a, you do what I say or you're out.
And Arthur Blank is all about coming down to the sideline a little too early. So
Arthur Blank. He does that because he doesn't know when he's going to get down there. Let's be honest. He is an old man. So, hey, I could be down there tomorrow or I could be down there third quarter.
All right. Let's move on to some wide receivers. So I'm going to read off some players and bear with me because it's going to take a little bit of time because this free agent class is absolutely dripping in talent. So I'm going to cover all these players, and I want you guys to hit on one or two players that you want to make note about. So we're going to start at the top. This is no particular order, but we've got 2018 free agents is going to be Alshon Jeffrey, Terrell Pryor, Sammy Watkins, Eric Decker. I know he's a little bit older, but that's okay. DeAndre Hopkins. We've got Jordan Matthews. We also have Devontae Adams, Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, Reuben Randall. I'm just
Dante
kidding.
Moncrief.
Moncrief. John Brown. Let's see. Martavis Bryant. Oh my God. And Jeff Janis. It's a wrap.
Oh. Okay.
So Joe or Tyler.
Don't forget Taylor.
I just want to say I'm just gonna say Moncrief will probably stay. He'll have a good year. They'll sign him for a wide receiver two money. So I could see him saying.
Yeah, as long as your boy Andrew Luck gets his shoulder reattached, right? But I'm just kidding. But yeah, I like Moncrief this year. I think he's a good bounce back candidate for sure.
That post hype.
But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm really interested in Pryor, Alshon, and Sammy Watkins the most.
Just pick the top, don't you?
Well, I'll work with Pryor right now. I am like over the moon, like excited about Terrell Pryor. That's the guy I should have talked about with the training camp buzz, man, because I've been watching some of his clips. So I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. He is a physical freak. I'm not really sure what exactly how this is going to work, if they're going to franchise him or if they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. But man, he is a freak. He's so big and so fast, so strong at the catch
29
point.
Years old.
But I mean, it's his it's his second season as a receiver. I mean, he had 1,000 receiving yards with, you know, garbage quarterback play, and you know, it's just, I don't know.
He also had years at quarterback getting hit because he would run all the time in Oakland. Let's not forget about that.
Well, I mean, but I mean, he's like 6 foot. I mean, he's like 240 pounds. Like, he's just, he's a beast.
6 foot four, 215, 220, something like that.
No. Yeah.
He's not that thick.
Yes, he is. Hold on. All right. You can keep talking while I look this up.
If he's 240, I will eat Doug Scott Fishbowl t-shirt.
I'll have to send it to you.
All right, so it's listing him at 228 on RotoWorld, but I think
embarrassing.
I think he's bigger than that.
I think Terrell Pryor's future in Washington really hinges on what they get out of Josh Doctson this year, to be honest. Yep.
And I think they want to prove that he was a good pick.
Mm-hmm. But why? I mean, why does that hinge on Doctson? I mean, you have Crowder in the slot, you have Doctson on one side, you have Pryor on the other. I don't see how.
Because the money they're going to have to pay Pryor is going to be a lot if he breaks out.
They're
going
to have to pay Kirk Cousins.
If they're getting rid of Kirk Cousins, they certainly don't have to worry about that.
But then again,
that's what they seem intend on doing, to get rid of their franchise quarterback.
If Pryor has a breakout year, don't you think he'd go with Cousins where he goes?
Not if the Redskins franchise him.
But if they have a connection, I mean, where Kirk Cousins goes, he's going to want to go.
It doesn't matter if he wants to go. If they want to franchise him, they can franchise.
I honestly don't see him franchising. That's a lot of money for a 29-year-old receiver.
Yeah,
I get 29 is still young.
You know, all right. So on player profiler, he's a little bit bigger. 6'4", 233. 4.4140. He's got a 99th percent speed score on player profiler. Comps to Demaryius Thomas on there. This guy is a physical freak. He's not just somebody you just want to let walk out the door. It's his second year as a receiver. He's 28 years old.
Then why did Cleveland? Cleveland is so smart. We all saw them trade the first overall pick, and then they traded back. Yeah, or they drafted the same guy they could have got at 6. Remember that? It was a documentary they had not too long ago.
I mean, it is a good point. It's baffling to me that they let him go.
I think David Putney was in that deal, wasn't he?
Yes, just because he fucking wanted to.
They got Kenny Britt. I guess they were like, yeah, we'll get another, you know, 28-year-old receiver.
I thought you were going to say average. I was going to be like, whoa.
No, yeah. I like Kenny Britt, but let's be honest. Pryor is, you know, he's
okay. Yes, I'm getting excited for Pryor, but I'm a big Josh Doctson fan. But
me too.
I love Jameson Crowder, and I think Crowder is going to be the best receiver on that offense. Personally,
I mean,
he's not
there's
a free
no
agent
reason.
Next year, so let's not talk too much.
About there's him. Over 220 some targets, you know, being vacated. So I mean, it's not.
But you got Josh Doctson, who had 6. He's going to get 100+ if he's healthy. And you got Crowder. He's going to get more. I could see Pryor getting.
Crowder will get more.
120. I'll give him that, because Cousins likes to spread the ball around.
So, I mean, Doctson is in camp. Okay. He's working in, like, you know, as like the third or fourth receiver and stuff like that. No doubt that I believe that he will be, you know, a starter and stuff like that. But I mean, let's kind of let him kind of ease into it first before we go, you know, crowning him as like getting 150 targets or something.
Can we talk about DeAndre Hopkins and what happens if he were to go to a team with a good quarterback?
He would be DeAndre Hopkins again. He would be good.
He would need 200
targets.
No, I'm
saying, I mean, he's played with absolute crap in his career at the quarterback position.
My favorite thing is from the Fantasy Footballers, and they said, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was quarterback proof until Brock Osweiler came in, and he wasn't quarterback proof. I mean, Hopkins is still human. He needs volume, so he'll need to go in offense with volume. The only offense that does that is San Francisco with Shanahan. Shanahan would be a good coach for him because he feeds the wide receiver one. And that's what Hopkins actually needs to produce in fantasy. So that would be a perfect scenario for fantasy owners in San Francisco because I think he is a good receiver. I don't think he's great. I think he's more volume based. So yeah, I would say San Fran would be a good spot for him. Everybody's placing Sammy there. I would like that. But I'd like Sammy on a more explosive offense, you know, an offense with a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins might be there.
Oh, man. There's so much speculation on where he's going to land. And everybody's mind's going to blow up when the GM finally goes, okay, we'll pay him. Because he's actually good.
I hate their vice president with a passion.
Because dumb that you're not signing him.
I mean, it should have been 2 years ago. Like, this is all stupid.
What do you want 2 years ago? 18? 18 a year?
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. Yeah, now they're going to have to pay him 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
at least.
I mean, the thing is like they continue to put the leverage in Kirk Cousins' hands, you know, and now they try to like spin it to where it's like Kirk is being greedy and stuff like that. It's like, no, man, the Players Association wants, you know, and encourages, and everybody knows that you should be asking for, you know, market value. There's no reason why he should take less. It doesn't make any sense.
No. That vice president, he probably voted for Trump.
Bruce Allen, he's an idiot. Bruce Allen, if you ever listen to this podcast, I would punch you in the face.
Very hard. So any other receivers that you guys wanted to bring up before we transition to the tight ends?
Allen Robinson, I think he'll re-sign. I don't want him to because I love the player. I hate Blake Bortles. I don't think Blake Bortles will be there, and I think they will draft one. Because they will be drafting high again. Because with Bortles there, you are not going to win. So
didn't they I mean, I know he'll be there at least one more year, right?
I don't believe so. He was a second round pick, so I don't think he has a fifth year option.
Didn't they I think they exercised a fifth year option. Anyways, I'll look that up.
All I know is they have been working long term deal with him. I think he wants to play for him. I think he likes the route that's going in. Allen Robinson. I don't know. Last time we had lunch, he wasn't really talking. So
he was actually the third pick of the first round. So
what?
Yeah, of the 2000.
Yeah, I'm talking about Robinson. I'm talking about Robinson.
Oh yeah,
Robinson was. Oh, I thought we were talking about Bortles. Sorry.
No, Robinson. Bortles, I know. All right, exercised it. He's getting his money, but he is not going to have a job there next year, especially with the way it started. I think we could see Henny earlier than we could see any rookie quarterback coming in.
I could see that. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about tight ends. There's only a couple notables here that are going to be free agents, and they're pretty much Jimmy Graham and Tyler Eifert are the two big notables. Antonio Gates, but I can pretty safely assume that he's going to be El Dunzo. Names. Done. The only other name that might be fantasy relevant might be CJ Fedorowicz. And other than that, it's a bunch of Logan Paulson and Troy Nicholas and a bunch of other guys. So any thoughts on either Eifert, Graham, or CJ Fedorowicz?
Yeah, definitely Eifert. I mean, Eifert's so talented, man. I just hope he can stay healthy. I mean, that's the big thing.
Touchdown machine.
Yeah, I love Eifert. He really is. I mean, you could see him going maybe to like, wouldn't it be sick if him? I know we keep bringing up the Patriots, but man, that'd be pretty sick to see him and Gronk together. Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
That would be the only way I could see them.
Eifert Towers, you know?
The only thing I could see, only way that happens is if Gronk has another back injury. He goes down and it's kind of a career thing. The Patriots are kind of like, oh, we have too much money invested in. We redid his contract where he has to earn it. He's an easy cut for us. Bring in Eifert, who, yeah, he's injury prone, but he's a little younger. He doesn't have the insane injuries like Gronk does, the back.
Here's what the Patriots would do if Gronk went down like that. They would sign Jason Morrow and make him into something.
Oh, my God, they would. I know. Why would you bring that in my head now? Now I'm gonna go sign Jason Morrow everywhere.
How about Austin Seferian Jenkins though? You know, he's got a prime opportunity.
He's getting some buzz.
You know, he's got a couple game suspension he's got to serve, but he's dropped like, I don't know, 30 pounds, and he's looking really good. He's obviously an athlete. He's talented. It's just a matter of, you know, him producing. He's got all the motivation to produce this season. And completely trick somebody next year and, you know, screw them over. No,
yeah, but I put the bottle down, picked up or put the bottle down, went on the treadmill.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I think he's a guy that, you know, you buy now and he could land in an attractive spot next year.
Yeah, I could see that. And who was the other? Oh, Jimmy Graham. He will be, what, 32 next year?
He'll be 31.
I could see Seattle kind of letting him go.
I mean, they have a lot of other players that they need to pay. Yeah, and I think
tons.
I mean, it just could depend. Is someone going to pony up to give Jimmy Graham a big contract? I think the answer is probably.
I don't know. I don't know about that because I could see him taking kind of a discount to stay there. If he has a decent year, you know, him and Wilson get a connection. I know they didn't start off on the right foot his first year, but last year it seemed like they kind of started getting the flow. And if he has a good year again, who knows? I mean, what if he does stay for a discount? I could see that happening as well. So he's another guy where it could be anything.
My biggest concern with Graham is after doing some research for one of the articles I wrote is that he got progressively worse as Russell Wilson got healthier. So second half of the season, Graham, the last four games of the season, so you want to break the season into quarters, he had two games where he had one or two catches, and he averaged three catches a game over the final four games last year and wasn't really involved in the offense all that much, and that's as Russell Wilson was getting healthier. So that kind of scares me a little bit from Jimmy Graham. I know some people are really touting Graham this year to have a massive year. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's interesting. I'd have to dig into that a little bit more myself. But, you know, I think that I don't think a guy like Graham is going to necessarily take a discount unless he, you know, feels like that's going to be where his best chance of winning a Super Bowl is or something like that.
Well, his history has shown that he's not willing to do that. Remember when he was like, you can't categorize me as a tight end because you don't split me out there. And right. He wanted wide receiver money. So to me, Jimmy Graham isn't the type of player that I think is going to take a discount per se.
Yeah, and his production is still up. He played 16 games last year. I mean, I don't think that – I mean, if he leaves Seattle, I think he's going to go to a team that will be a contender for sure. You know, I've been, you know, pay him good money, but I think he's going to go to a contender.
Yeah, I think after tearing your – PCL, I think he's looking for a ring instead of money. I think he's more, he's probably happier that he's actually playing and doing well. Hope so. Yeah, I mean, after that injury, you would think you'd be counting your blessings. So maybe Seattle's kind of like, hey, we kept you when you did that. Remember?
Pepperidge Farm remembers. It's come full circle. So let's talk about quarterbacks before we wrap up here. Now, I don't think there's going to be all that much movement at the quarterback position when we talk about free agency, just because typically the NFL, you either get franchised or a long-term deal gets done. But some of the notable quarterbacks next year that are free agents, you got Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford. You also have Jimmy Garoppolo being a free agent, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens there if he stays in New England or if he signed somewhere else as a free agent, or if he gets franchise tagged and traded like they did with Matt Castle. You got Teddy Bridgewater. So I know that's a big one for you, Tyler. I don't know if you'd like to see him stay in Minnesota. I think that's probably the consensus. Yeah.
Well, he's interesting. Bradford, if he gets a deal done, I don't think they'll sign Teddy.
Yeah. They're both free agents. So
yeah. And if Bradford doesn't get a deal done, he plays for a deal and, you know, Bradford doesn't have the best injury history. So
neither does Teddy at this point.
Yeah. Well, Teddy's was kind of a freak injury. I mean, you even watch a video and you're just sitting there just like, what happened? Like what
but
happened?
Teddy looks like he's like a 15-year-old kid, man. Like, don't I mean, like, I know it was a freak injury, but that guy looks like a high school
kid. Only 25. Like that's the thing. He's young. And I don't want to hear skinny knees. I don't want to hear any of that. The fact that he's recovering from this injury alone.
He still wears braces, doesn't he?
Yes, and he still is with his mom. And
jeez.
No, I'm cheering for Teddy. I like him. I liked his game. I thought he was an outstanding quarterback for Louisville. I thought he was coming along until this injury happened. I was buying him everywhere I could in Dynasty before the injury, and it was horrible to see that injury. Yeah, and to see it out of a guy like that is horrible. I'm cheering for him. I think Bradford is a better quarterback than people imagine. I think he's a good quarterback.
I'm on. Yep.
So
I'm
either way,
Bradford this year, baby.
Either way, the Vikings win. You have two quarterbacks that need a contract, and you have what I like to call a win-win in the aspect of if Teddy goes down or doesn't do well, doesn't recover, no harm loss. Like, he can be free agent.
So if you want me to break out my crystal ball here, I would. I'm going to say that Bradford, after looking at his connection with Pat Shurmur, who coached him in his rookie season to the offensive year, rookie of the year. He's had the most success when he's played with Shurmur. When Shurmur took over last year, he played really well with a terrible offensive line. I think if you look at his strength of schedule this year, if you bust out a little Warren Sharp analytics, you go over there and you check out his strength of schedule, he's playing some pretty soft defenses for a lot of the season. And he's got some serious weapons. So I'm predicting that Sam Bradford will have a pretty good year by his standards. I'd say like top 15, top 16 kind of year. And I think that he'll get locked up for, maybe like another two-year deal or something like that.
Yeah. And going back to the offense, they have a top 5 passing and running schedule this season, as in it's going to be easy for them. Delvin Cook, you've heard the news that he's looking good. He's top in the depth chart. I was talking to Doug earlier. Mm-hmm. Wow. And nobody saw this coming. Come on. This guy is legit. This guy is going to be contender for rookie of the year, but he'll lose out to Kaiser, according to my bold prediction.
I own them both in a couple of leagues, so I'm fine with that.
Awesome. Yeah, Cook
is looking good right now.
And you got Stephon Diggs, who played through injury last year and still produced. And you watch videos of this guy burning Xavier Rhodes, burning Trey Waynes. Like, this guy is making people look like fools. He's pulling like double move routes with ease. And if he can stay healthy, this guy is going to be a wide receiver one, a low end, or a high end wide receiver two. And Bradford is going to learn to love this guy. And if he already hasn't, because you saw the first two games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy was the best receiver in the league going into week 3.
Yeah, good situation, man. You got Thielen on the side. He played amazing last year. You got Stephon Diggs. You got Kyle Rudolph, who, has a really good year last year. I mean,
Treadwell's looking good.
He's treadmill.
He's
Treadwater. Treadwater, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the blurb about him today? Uh-uh. It was like they threw the ball and it kind of underestimated like how slow he was going, so it just kind of went way over his head or something like that. I don't know. It just wasn't very flattering.
I've seen good routes by him in videos. I'm actually going to go see him this Friday.
I'm going to go hang out with him.
Going to go to training camp this Friday.
Sit on the bench. Nice.
I will be able to see live. I'm excited to see Delvin Cook. Jerick McKinnon is looking well, so that's good to see. And yeah, just Diggs, you got Cook. This offense, if the line can just get its act together, and yes, that's a
speaking
big
of which, I think they had a little injury today or something like that.
Yeah, Reef.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, he got hurt.
His name's Riley, and anyone named Riley is just soft.
Yeah, Riley. Just it's a soft name. Like, you say it, and you're like, man.
Totally soft. So I got a question.
That guy must stay at home, do podcasting from his closet.
Absolutely. His tan suit game, soft.
His tan suit game is actually quite strong. Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay, I'll give him that. So I got a question for you guys before we wrap up quarterbacks. What do you think the percentage is that Drew Brees does not return to New Orleans? 38 years old.
Zero.
Really?
I honestly don't see it. I don't see it.
You don't see him not coming back?
I know. I see him. I see him coming back.
Yeah, I'd say it is, in my mind, it's 65-35. Like, the Saints would have to have a – well, I mean, if the Saints have a really bad year, Peyton's gone and he's gone. Guaranteed. I mean, but I'm not saying that the Saints will tank. It's just I think there's a 35% chance that the Saints, tank and have miss the playoffs, and if that happens, then yeah, he's not going to come back, and neither will neither will Sean Payton, because Sean Payton basically designed everything around Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is as good as he is. He's not, you know, he's not the standard, you know, quarterback. You have to have a spread, you know, offense around him. And and I don't want to go too far on a tangent with that, because Drew Brees is amazing. Let's be honest. But
so yeah, Drew Brees in 2018 is going to break the all-time passing yardage record, by the way. I think he's 5,800 yards from the all-time record. So
yeah,
that's pretty amazing when you think about it. A guy that is like not even 6 foot tall.
6 foot, 215.
Yeah, he has to like stand on his tippy toes, like look over the line when he throws it. You know, I love watching him do that. He just kind of like peeks over when he's throwing it. But man, he's on point every time. So
absolutely. You guys got any more quarterback thoughts? You guys want to speculate about Garoppolo at all? I don't want to. But
I think Garoppolo, it all depends on Brady. Like I said, if they win the Super Bowl and he goes off, they're going to pay Garoppolo. If Brady stays, I don't think they're going to pay him. I know they have the salary,
difficult. Yeah.
But I do think he will go somewhere else. I would not be shocked if it's, say, Buffalo. And I fear for Garoppolo because I like the player. I think he's a good player. But I do see him being a guy who goes into a terrible situation and just ruins his career. I could see that happening because he's a Patriots quarterback. He'll go to an AFC team that's horrible. And why does Buffalo come to mind all the time? So that's my prediction with him, is if Brady leaves, he'll stay. If Brady stays, he'll leave and he'll ruin his career.
All right. Okay. Well, he's always got the modeling career as a backup, you know, just in case.
Or Superman. He could be Superman for a movie.
I think the Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady gets traded to San Francisco. Let's do it.
You think Brady's going to get traded?
If he wins another Super Bowl in San Francisco, we've got Garoppolo. He's the future. Why not?
I think Brady would retire. I don't think he would. I could definitely see the Patriots trading him, but I don't know if he. I think he would retire.
I could see Garoppolo or Brady going to the Los Angeles Rams if Goff doesn't pan out. Like an L.A. type scene, you know. Ooh, my wife's a model. Look at me. I'm in L.A.
She's like retired, though. She's old.
She doesn't look old.
I got Giselle hot takes, but not today.
All right.
Not today. We're gonna wrap up our 2018 free agent talk. And we just want to remind you to check out DynastyHappyHour.com. Tyler, what's some of the cool stuff? I know we got some team previews. What other things can we find on DynastyHappyHour.com?
We got team previews. You can look at rankings. You can look at redraft rankings. And I know Gabe is working on his. Corey has gotten his up. Corey Cameron, by the way, that is an awesome name. I just want to give him a shout out for doing rankings, but that's an awesome name.
It's almost like Corey Coleman.
Yeah, but except like James Cameron. If Corey Coleman and James Cameron had a baby, holy crap. This guy can play football.
The name Cameron, I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
Sorry.
Just ruined it. All right. We'll just move on. No, you can find that. You can find our podcast network, which gives you 7 amazing podcasts. And I know the TFF Gurus are on there, and you can find them, which is a podcast they come out, which is Redraft Now. They do Dynasty during the offseason, Redraft during season. It's a great listen. I do.
Yes, sir.
And you can find some t-shirts. We got Fantasy Tilt shirts, and our Dynasty Happy Hour shirts are coming in low in stock, but I am in talks on getting sweatshirts. But the deal with the sweatshirts would be you need to pre-order, and then we would order the shirts. So we would literally only order what we got for orders. So if you ever wanted one, I know I put something out there saying if we had sweatshirts, would you order one? All the proceeds to our shirts and the sweatshirts would go towards Alzheimer's fund. It'd go towards research for that. We don't take it. We put it into Alzheimer's research. And yeah, that's what we got. You can contact us. We got a little thing there. On Sleeperbot, I just opened up Dynasty Happy Hour chat on Sleeperbot, and I'm trying to make that into kind of a forum where you can get a hold of us easier, chat with us there, the Dynasty Happy Hour fans. So if you go on Sleeperbot, search for Dynasty Happy Hour. There should be a chat link there. Join us up. I'm in there.
Awesome. So make sure you check out the website. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes.
Yes, leave a review.
Definitely. Absolutely.
We love your reviews.
Tell us how Joe is doing.
Tell me how terrible I am. That's what we want to know. We want to know how terrible Joe is. But really, in all reality, I want to hear how great you think I am. You know.
Yeah, the last review we got was probably beginning of the summer, and it was Too Addicted to iTunes. We got a 2-star review, and he said, finally deleted this after the most recent episode. Self-indulgent, egocentric. I would have to say, I am not egocentric, sir.
Dude, I will fight that person right there.
No.
Lucky I wasn't on there. Lucky I wasn't on here. Yeah. That's why we got that.
No, I like any reviews. And instead of like saying stuff like that, maybe mention why. Like give us a little criticism that we can kind of build off
some more and some deeper insight that we can work with. That'd be
good. We just want 5 stars, guys. 5 stars only. No, I don't
that's why we brought Joe in.
Yeah, get five stars, guys. I don't know what these guys are talking about. We want 5 stars. We want your hot takes about how awesome this podcast is and support it. Okay, that's what we want. We want some 5-star reviews. I want to see them.
That's right,
flying all over the place. I want to make it rain 5-star reviews on iTunes.
No pay-no, no gain-no, folks. That's how we roll.
Nice.
Yeah, you can even put that in your review. That's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine. Put in something about pay-no. You know, you can make fun of my name. You can give me your hot take about, you know, my name and how terrible my analysis is. As long as you give me a 5-star review, that's all I care
about.
I want
somebody to come in and say, no pay-no, no download-o. As in saying, okay. If there's no pay-no.
They're not going to do that.
No, like saying as if pay-no's not there, I ain't downloading this.
Okay, I misinterpreted your.
Yeah, thank you. That was a compliment. Yeah. And then he's
okay. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that. So I appreciate it.
So after you leave us a review, the next thing you can do is follow us on Twitter. You can find me at da fantasy father. You can find Tyler at dhh gunth unless you changed it again.
Dhh underscore Tyler.
I hate you. I'm going to do this every week. You know that, right?
Take mine slow. Go slow with mine.
You can find Joe at Pano, P-A-E-N-O.
I love how they spell it out because my buddy that did the the outro spelt it out just to make sure people knew how to spell it.
Absolutely elite.
That. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And until then, draft, trade, win, and repeat. Repeat.
That's all the time we have for you today for the Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. You can find Tyler at DHH underscore Tyler. Follow Doug at the Fantasy Father. And finally, Joe at Pano, P-A-E-N-O. Check out rankings, articles, and more at DynastyHappyHour.com or follow us on Twitter at DynastyHHPod. Music is brought to you by the fantasy hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour. This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.